You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Punt Podcast, Midweek Edition.
Genuinely wants to spend the rest of his career at Tottenham Hotspur. I think he's mad.
I'm sorry, how can he escape Flash? It's unbelievable.
So this is an obvious snap. It's a team in great form at home against a team who just aren't that good.
I think he'll score some goals in League One. It's 17-10 any time. Deadly from set pieces and in the air.
He's up for manager of the month. They've been phenomenal. They're odds against. Love it, love it, love it.
Subscribe to The Punt on iTunes. Listen on Audio Boom or look out for the link on Twitter or on William Hill's Facebook page.
Yes, hello and welcome to this midweek edition of The Punt from William Hill. And this time we're going to be looking ahead to the second legs of the semi-finals across the Champions League and the Europa League. A massive week of European football coming up. And we're going to be going through all the best bets and previews for the matches. My name's John Gibby and I'm joined once again by Dave Kalner. Hello, Dave. How are you?
I'm very well, John. How are you? Are you well?
I'm well. I'm very looking forward to this week. Obviously, lots of questions to be answered in the games. And we come into each fixture, I feel, with a very different situation in each one.
Yeah, I think we had a couple of quite low-quality semi-final first-leg matches. If you take Liverpool out of the reckoning, who were superb, Roma got it badly wrong at Anfield. And Real Madrid versus Bayern Munich in Bayern, that first leg, that was low quality in my opinion as well. So I think we've got a situation here where in the Champions League in particular, this might be the worst set of semi-finals in terms of quality of teams we've had in maybe the past decade.
Oh, big shout.
Big shout. But I thought I was very, very disappointed with those first leg performances from a defensive standpoint, even though Liverpool were scintillating as they have been throughout the course of the season.
So we start off with Tuesday and Real Madrid taking on Bayern Munich in the second leg, of course, of their Champions League semi-final. Real Madrid 2-1 up from the first leg. We now go to Madrid for the second leg, Dave, and obviously you'd think Real were very much in the driving seat for this one. We take a look at the prices. 21-20 in the 19 minutes mark at Real Madrid. The draw 3-1. Bayern Munich are 21-10, but it's a different story in the to qualify market. As you would imagine, Real are 2-9 and Bayern Munich 3-1.
That 3-1's tempting. As I mentioned, this seemed low on quality to me, this first leg, and it was very exciting but very poor from a quality perspective, that game of football. There's been a lot of talk this season about Spurs lacking that big game mentality and whether the fact they've not won a trophy for X amount of years is matters with that particular squad at Spurs at the moment, whether that's ingrained in the club as a whole. Well, there was an interesting interview with Jan Vertonghen about getting that first trophy and the others following on the back of that. At the other, I'm mentioning this because you've got Real Madrid very much at the other end of the spectrum. Yeah. In terms of, they are a team that don't have to play their best to still win games, and they haven't been all that good all season really, Real Madrid, but they have that pedigree, they have that belief, and they have a world-class goal scorer in Cristiano Ronaldo as well. But in that first leg, it was just a matter of them being more clinical in taking their chances. Marcelo and Marco Asensio scored either side of half-time. Marcelo smashing that half-volley from the edge of the penalty area to level the game after Joshua Kimmich had put Bayern 1-0 in front, where he managed to squeeze the ball past Keylor Navas. And Keylor Navas almost jumped out of the way of that particular effort on that occasion. But I thought they were looking at that first leg. We saw those defensive issues that plagued them in their 3-1 defeat against Juventus at the Bernabeu. They resurfaced. And if Bayern had taken their chances before Marcelo scored, this tie could have a completely different complexion. And I think Bayern have enough quality to turn this deficit around. Yes, they have lost their last six games in a row against Real. That's the worst side, or their worst run against any side in the competition so far. And the missing key men as well, Bayern Munich, with Manuel Neuer, David Alaba, Arturo Vidal and Kingsley Coman still missing. And they lost winger Ian Robin in that first leg as well, and defender Jerome Boateng.
It seemed when Boateng went out in the first game, that was a bit of a turning point in the match.
Definitely was. And I think he'll be out for this second leg as well. Robin might be okay to return. But Bayern had 17 shots in that first leg to Real's 7, and they had 60% of the possession as well. I wouldn't put anyone off having a little go on Bayern. Remember, this is a return of the or replay of the match last season, this encounter last season, where Bayern almost turned it around against Real Madrid in the Bernabeu. And I can see Bayern Munich competing in this match. I think both teams to score looks a good bet, but it is very, very short in the market, 1-3. When you consider Real Madrid have scored in each of their last 41 Champions League games at home, which is a sensational record. I fancy Bayern to win this game, though. I think that they can definitely get at Real Madrid defensively, and if they had been more clinical in that first leg, they would have won that match. I think Bayern are the better of the two sides right now, in my opinion. So I'm going with Bayern to win the game. I could easily see this finishing 2-1 and going into extra time again, John, as well.
So you would think taking them to win in the 90 minutes market rather than to qualify from the fixture?
Yeah, I think so. Did you say 21 to 10?
21 to 10 is the price. Yeah.
I think that's a fair price.
They're both, in fact, they're both 21 to 10, both teams.
What's the price on Bayern Munich to win and both teams to score in the game? Because I think that could be attractive.
16 to 5.
Yeah, maybe not enough of a boost on that 21 to 10 for Bayern just to win the game. So I'll go with Bayern to win the game, and I think Bayern might qualify for the final as well. In a shock result, I'm going with Bayern at 3 to 1 because I think that Real Madrid are so vulnerable defensively, and they've not played with any quality this season, and I think Bayern Munich can qualify.
Bayern Munich then for Dave Callender as they take on Real Madrid. Remember, we've got enhanced odds on this one as well, up on the William Hill website or on the app. For example, Cristiano Ronaldo, we mentioned, so crucial to Real Madrid's whole setup to score two or more goals in the match. That was 12-5. It's been enhanced to 7-2. And if Real Madrid were to completely take the game to Bayern and run away with this, I think Ronaldo would have to be central to that.
Yeah, he's just sensational, isn't he, still? And he didn't have a shot on target in the first leg, so they managed to constrict Ronaldo in that first leg. Whether or not they can replicate that in the second leg is open to question, but I think they can. I think they can keep tabs on him. They had the majority of the match, and they were very unlucky in that first leg by Munich. I think if they'd managed to capitalise on one of those chances before Marcelo got the equaliser, this tie would look very, very different. I know that's ifs, buts and maybes, but when you're considering a bet on the second leg, you've got to take that into consideration, and I think Bayern Munich are the value.
Well, the other semi-final in the Champions League this week, second leg, sees Roma take on Liverpool. Of course, Liverpool winning 5-2 in the first leg. Roma 6-4 to win this one in 90 minutes, a draw 3-1 in Liverpool 8-5. As you would expect, though, with such a big deficit for Roma to overcome, they are 7-1 to qualify for the final. And Liverpool 16's on. Is there any chance that Roma can turn this around, Dave Callender?
Well, they've done it once, haven't they?
Yeah.
Against Barcelona in this competition. I think that's a very different proposition to keeping Liverpool out. Jonathan Northcroft tweeted about this game and talked about Liverpool's power surges in Champions League matches. And when you look through the amount of goals they've scored in such a short period of time, he called it the story of Liverpool in the Champions League, the way they create chaos, pressing, and the crowd get involved as well, and that Klopp fuels them from behind the scenes. They scored 3 in 21 minutes against Hoffenheim, 3 in half an hour against Sevilla, 3 in 19 minutes against Maribor, 3 in 18 minutes versus Spartak, 2 in 4 minutes against Porto. They got 3 in 19 minutes against City. And last week, on Tuesday night at Anfield, 5 goals in 40 minutes against AS Roma. They are sensational at what they do, Liverpool, and that is they have that gegenpress. They manage to constrict their opponents quickly, dominate In midfield. I thought Jordan Henderson had a terrific game last Tuesday night. He bossed that midfield after the half hour mark. Roma actually started that. People forget Roma started that game very well, but they made a couple of key errors. And I think Eusebio Di Francesco has got to be, I think he'll be embarrassed about the way they set up against Liverpool. It was as if he hadn't studied Liverpool at all in that first leg. They set up with three at the back, and against this Liverpool side, that is a kamikaze tactic. Unless you're going to tuck those wing-backs in narrow and play with five at the back, you're going to be exploited quickly. And as soon as Liverpool weathered that early storm and realised if they bypassed the midfield, they were going to have three on three and allow Sadio Mane and Mohamed Salah to use their pace and exploit Roma defensively. As soon as they realised they could do that, it was all over for Roma. And they're not quick enough at the back, Roma. They've got Costas, Manolas, Juan Jesus, and in particular, Federico Fazio. They're just not got any pace, really. So as soon as Liverpool managed to get it to that front three, they were home and hosed. They've got 38 goals in the competition this season, Liverpool. Can Roma keep them out? That's the question, John. And I don't think they can. I think Liverpool will score in this game, and that should be enough to see them through.
Because Roma started the game okay against Liverpool in the first leg. They also ended it okay. They were 5-0 down at one point, and they managed to get those two goals late on in the day. And people were saying, oh, are we starting to see the beginning of another fantastic comeback?
I think the problem they've got, though, Roma, is they could afford to press higher up the field against Barcelona, because Barcelona aren't as quick in attack as Liverpool. And by that, I mean they just haven't got the sort of pace that Mane and Salah allow to really stretch Roma. So Roma could press higher up the pitch against Barcelona. That allowed them the opportunity to come back from 3-0 down, or to win that second leg 3-0 and qualify for the semi-final. Against Liverpool, if they play aggressively, they will be exploited defensively. Sadio Mane to score at any time is 19 to 10 in this match. And I'm looking at the goal scorer markets here, John, and seeing Mo Salah at 13 to 20. And while there's every possibility he will score again in this game, Sadio Mane, having picked up a little niggling injury, was left out of the lineup against Stoke at the weekend, should come into this hopefully fully fit, and he's going up against Federico Fazio, who is the weakest of that back three that Roma deploy, and the slowest as well. He scored in the first leg, had opportunities to score more. I think he's the man that will exploit them in the second leg. So Sadio Mane to score at 19-10, I think looks like an outstanding bet for this second leg.
How much of a miss will Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain be for Liverpool? He's actually started Liverpool's last four wins in all competitions.
I think a miss, but not a huge miss. It's distressing for Oxlade-Chamberlain having the World Cup on the horizon as well. And I'm sure he wouldn't have been uppermost in Gareth Southgate's thoughts, but he would have been included in the squad.
Would have been thereabouts, wouldn't he?
Definitely, yeah. Definitely. So it's upsetting for him, but I don't think it will make a huge impact on Liverpool as a whole. Roma, got to mention Roma's home form as well. They're yet to concede a single goal at home in the Champions League this season. They've won their last four, including two of those by three clear goals as well. So they can do it, Roma, but not against this Liverpool side, in my opinion.
So what's the main selection then?
Main selection, definitely Sadio Mane to score any time in the match at 19-10. And if you tweet into @WilliamHill using the hashtag #YourOdds, you can get a bet priced up, as you know, and it'll appear on the website and on the app. My hashtag #YourOdds for this match, and if you want to tweet at William Hill on my behalf, would be Sadio Mane to score and Federico Fazio to get booked at any time.
That's the Dave Calney Euro selection.
That's the Dave Calney Euro selection, because he will have to dive in and take risks against this Liverpool front three.
There will, of course, be Euro odds available on all the games we're talking about on the punt today. So if you do have any bets you'd like to be priced up, do get in touch at William Hill, hashtag Euro odds. So that was the Champions League. On Thursday, we've got the second leg of the two semi-finals in the Europa League. And we'll start with the domestic interest as Atletico Madrid take on Arsenal. Of course, 1-1 from the first leg. We now go to Madrid for the second leg of this particular fixture. All to play for them. And taking a look at the betting for this one in 90 minutes, Atletico Madrid 7-10, the odds on favourites. The draw 13-5. Arsenal are 4-1. Dave Kowner, what do you think?
I think Arsenal missed an opportunity in that first leg. Went 1-0 up with Alexandre Lacazette scoring. They had a man sent off early as well. Atletico Madrid, Shemar Vasalco was sent off. Diego Simeone sent to the stands as well. They had 80 minutes playing against the side with 10 men and didn't capitalise. Maybe a little bit of naivety from Arsenal's perspective. That's been the overriding theme, I think, of Arsene Wenger's last decade in charge at the Gunners, naivety.
Why give it up now?
Precisely. And they ended up pushing too hard for that second goal in the first leg and allowed Antoine Griezmann to exploit them at the back and get that all-important away goal. They hit them on the counter-attack. And I think Arsene Wenger's inability to correct his deficiencies is maybe one of the reasons he's leaving. And there aren't really any leaders in this side. I think that's one thing that has been obvious in his tenure, in the second half of his tenure at Arsenal. Granit Xhaka was eviscerated for his defending against Manchester United on Sunday. And even if he did improve in the second half, he was definitely at fault for diving in for that opening goal when Paul Pogba just shifted the ball, and it meant that he was at that back line and eventually scored the opening goal on Sunday. They did weaken their side on Sunday, obviously, as you would expect. A lot of youngsters in that team. But they missed their opportunity in the first leg, Arsenal. 28 shots they had in that first leg, but still only ended the game 1-1. And Atletico in Europe have just got a sensational record. They've lost just once in their last 17 home games. That was against Chelsea, admittedly, in the Champions League group stages this season. But they're undefeated in the Estadio Metropolitano in the league this season. 11 games they've gone without conceding at home as well. I think Atletico Madrid to win 2-0 is the bet here. I believe they are too strong for this Arsenal team mentally. And they'll win Atletico Madrid, and Arsenal will bow out of the competition at the semi-final stage, in my opinion.
Atletico Madrid to win 2-0 then. Just trying to find a price for this particular thing.
It's usually under the goals market.
Is it?
Mr. Gibby. So you might be able to find it there.
We've got so many markets.
We have got so many markets.
To win 2-0, here we go. It's on Roma v Liverpool, which is probably
you've got to be on the right page.
That does help, doesn't it?
That does help.
Taking a look at the to win 2-0 betting then on this one, Atletico Madrid 8-5.
I think that's a good bet. I think that's a very good bet. If you disagree with me, Lacazette has to be the goal scorer option for the Gunners. He's got 11 in his last 13 Europa League starts now. He looked dangerous in that first leg. I presume Wenger already had his side in mind when sending out that team at Old Trafford on Sunday as well. I'd be tempted to play Ainsley Maitland-Niles in this fixture because he was the standout performer on Sunday, but I'm sure Wenger will go with the tried and tested and the experience on Thursday night. But Lacazette will play in the game, and given his strike rate in Europe, he might be one to look at in the goal scorer markets. But I think Atletico Madrid to win 2-0 is definitely the bet 8-5. They're fantastic at home, they don't concede, and Arsenal are mentally fragile.
To qualify from this fixture, Atletico Madrid are 3-10, Arsenal are 12-5. The betting suggests that Atletico are likely to find themselves in the Europa League final. Dave Kellner agrees with that assessment by the sounds of it. So we'll take a look now at the other second leg semi-final, the last and by most means least game we're going to be looking at on the punt today is Salzburg against Marseille. Of course, Marseille leading 2-0 from the first leg of this game. And in the 90 minutes, betting Salzburg 23-20 to win. The draw 5-2, Marseille 9-4. And to qualify, Salzburg a massive 11-2. And Marseille are 10s on, obviously, with that two-goal advantage from the first leg.
They are. And one would suggest in this situation, Marseille have definitely got one foot in the final. But just a note of caution, Salzburg, should they overcome Marseille, they will be the first Austrian side to reach a major European final since Rapid Vienna in 1995. And they've not lost a competitive home game, Salzburg. Admittedly, if you're going to compare Salzburg to any other team in Europe, it could be a team like Celtic who will go months and months and months without losing at home. Salzburg, a similar scenario. They haven't lost at home since November 2016, which is incredible.
They are 11 points clear at the top of the table in Austria as well.
It is very weak, the Austrian league. I do think they'll win this game. Marseille don't have a great record on the road in Europe. They've only won one of their last nine away in the Europa League, and they've fallen down against teams of a similar ilk to Salzburg in the competition this season as well. And Rudy Garcia has lost nine of his 17 away Europa League matches as a manager as well, and he's never seen his side keep a clean sheet in any of those games. So these sort of statistics give you cause for optimism, I think, if you are fancying a punt on Salzburg. Just spin me through those prices again on the 90-minute market, John.
90-minute Salzburg 23-20. The draw is 5-2, and Marseille 9-4.
I think 23-20 is a good bet on Salzburg. There was a whiff of desperation in that first leg for Salzburg. They missed half chances towards the end of that match. Valon Berisha and Munas de Boer missed a couple, and Frederik Gulbrandsen hit the woodwork in the dying embers of that game as well. And Marseille were dominant in the first half. There was a hint of controversy about their opening goal with Florian Thauvin. That header seemed to come off his hand, and Clinton Njie got the second one, having come off the bench. The man that pulled the strings in that first leg was Dimitri Payet, and every time I watch him play, I think, wow, I wish he was still in the Premier League with West Ham. He is a tremendous player.
Well, I think they'd give plenty to have him back in their current situation.
Definitely. I think a lot of teams would, including teams in the top half. I think Payet's a fantastic player. The two that caused the most problems, Payet was one of them, and Jordan Amavi down the right-hand side was fantastic in the first leg as well. But I just worry about Marseille going on the road, whether or not Salzburg can turn this game around without the away goal as well and actually qualify for the final remains to be seen. But I think that 23-20 for them to win the match is decent. And in the past four seasons, only one team has recovered from losing the first leg by two or more in a Europa League knockout tie. It was Salzburg in the last round of the competition against Lazio. They lost the first leg 4-2 away from home in Italy, and came back and beat them on their own patch 4-1. So that, I think they'll still have belief in this Salzburg. And given they finished that first leg strongly, I wouldn't put anyone off having a little tickle on Salzburg to qualify for the final, which is a big price, John.
It's 11-2.
11-2.
And all they need to do is win 2-0 and then get through extra time.
And the problem they've got is because against Lazio they lost the first leg 4-2, they had two away goals in the bag, so it seems like less of a mountain to climb.
Yeah.
They know if Marseille score in this game, they've got to get four, which isn't, obviously, given they did it against Lazio, beyond the realms of possibility. Salzburg to win the game, main bet 23-20. Salzburg to qualify, secondary bet at 11-2 for me.
Oh, a little 11-2 tickle there from.
I'm kind of leaning towards the outsiders in a couple of these. Apart from take away Roma, I don't think they can qualify, and Arsenal, I don't think they will qualify for the final as well. But I give Bayern and Salzburg outside chances in their two semi-final second leg matches.
Fantastic. Well, Dave Cowner has picked out the value for you in the Champions League and the Europa League. Some winning selections, no doubt, to keep you entertained through this week's fantastic.
There needs to be an asterisk beside that,
yes,
no doubt.
There is. We'll put that at the end of the
of
the pod.
I think so.
But do enjoy all the European football coming up this week from the Champions League and Europa League. Full markets online on the William Hill website or on the app. Join us this weekend as well for the weekend edition of The Punt. And Dave, thanks for joining us on today's show.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.